You're listening to SBS News.
Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam turned tearful when speaking about the mass protests against the controversial extradition bill. Tens of thousands of protesters have taken to the streets to fight the bill that would allow people to be sent to mainland China for trial, with tempers flaring. But Carrie Lam is standing firm.
I will not shy away from my responsibility in introducing a piece of legislation, though we are very convinced of the justifications that causing this public outcry and all these divisiveness in society. But sometimes, as a political leader, you cannot shy away from difficult decisions.
Hong Kong's former representative to the UK, Andrew Leung, says the outcry is understandable, but that Beijing has some legitimate concerns.
The emotions are high because very few people trust the laws on the mainland. But of course, there is very little appetite to listen to any arguments on the other side. The fact remains that, of course, Beijing is worried that Hong Kong is now turning into a haven for criminals. But as far as Hong Kong people are concerned, they are not concerned with this. What they want is the firewall between the two legal systems to remain.
The protesters fear the new law would give China more control over the former British colony territory and erode civil liberties which were guaranteed under the original withdrawal agreement. And British Prime Minister Theresa May has weighed in on the proposals. She says the amendments must respect the laws set out in the 1984 British and Chinese bilateral treaty, which gave Hong Kong sovereignty from mainland China.
It is vital that those extradition arrangements in Hong Kong are in line with the rights and freedoms that were set down in the Sino-British Joint Declaration. We have been unequivocal in our views. We have been very clear from the outset that in engaging with the Hong Kong government, with the members of the Hong Kong Legislative Council and the Executive Council at all levels about our opinion.
And US President Donald Trump says he hopes a peaceful resolution can be found.
I understand the reason for the demonstration, but I'm sure they'll be able to work it out. I hope they're going to be able to work it out with China.
Meanwhile, Hong Kong's police chief has described last night's protests around the city's government headquarters as chaotic. Commissioner Stephen Lo Wei Chung says officers used batons, pepper spray, beanbag rounds, rubber bullets, water hoses and tear gas against a large group of masked protesters who charged onto the roads surrounding the complex in Hong Kong's Admiralty District.
As we faced serious challenges, we have no choice. We have to use force to stop the riots from challenging us. I call citizens not to go to the Admiralty area. I want to condemn rioters' irresponsible behaviour. They could express their views, but they should not hurt others, including my colleagues and other innocent people.
Andrew Leung says people should be more confident in the well-respected reputation of the Hong Kong judicial system.
The Hong Kong courts, including the Court of Final Appeal, enjoys a very high international reputation. As far as the Court of Final Appeal is concerned, for example, there are eminent international foreign judges, so they should be able to hold the fort.
However, he acknowledges that Hong Kong people fear the possibility of trumped-up charges which could see citizens unjustly extradited to China. Opponents, including leading lawyers and rights groups, say China's justice system is marked by torture and forced confessions, arbitrary detention and poor access to lawyers. Mr. Leung says the new extradition law includes safeguards, but accepted that emotions among the protesters were running very high. Chief Executive Carrie Lam says she would never do anything to harm Hong Kong.
I can only say that I'm very sad to be given this label that I'm betraying Hong Kong. I will not do anything that is not in the interest of Hong Kong.
Ms. Lam admits that her government failed to engage young people from a variety of backgrounds on the matter, but says even so, she has no alternative but to go on with the legislation. She admits that it's done her administration no favours.
The alternative of not pressing ahead with the legislation will have an even worse situation in terms of confidence and trust. Of course, the government could sort of put a stop to all these things. And on the face of it, we have overcome a crisis, but we are paying a huge political price.
Meanwhile, riot police and protesters are bracing for possible further clashes. So far, 72 people have been hospitalised, including two classed as seriously injured. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.